This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. New Zealand recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island Sunday, but were not able to locate two remaining bodies in their search. Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement said eight police search and rescue staff were deployed for 75 minutes to an area where their information suggested that one body possibly remained.
Eight bodies had been seen by those that were on the mountain immediately after the eruption, and we had always anticipated recovering six of those bodies, and we had a task to do with regard to the remaining two.
Clement said his teams remain committed to recovering the two bodies and that military, Navy, and police were working together to continue the search. 47 people were on the island when it erupted Monday, spewing ash, gas, and steam. So far, the death toll sits at least 15, and more than two dozen are injured, some of them critically. A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang conducted a test at a long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches.
That's Ben Thomas. This is VOA News. Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protests was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas to push them back. The clashes then spread to the streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke from the tear gas. Earlier, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to chase away a group of men thought to be affiliated with Shiite Amal and Hezbollah, who attacked the main base of the anti-government protesters in downtown Beirut. Tens of thousands of people, some of them with fish-shaped posters, packed Rome's Piazza San Giovanni Saturday as part of a grassroots movement known as the Sardines against the League's leader Matteo Salvini's policies. Emer McCarthy has more.
Protesters denounced Salvini, whose anti-immigrant Italy First rhetoric has resonated with many other voters. The Sardines movement is gaining momentum across the country after an initial protest that drew more than 10,000 in Bologna at the start of November. Salvini has dragged the League from the edge of extinction to become Italy's largest party in just 6 years, prompting an uncompromising line on law and order and promising big tax cuts in defiance of European Union budget rules. Critics say he promotes hatred with his social media attacks on marginalized groups like illegal immigrants, but his message has resonated with many in a country that has still not recovered from the financial crisis of a decade ago.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention. As Naba Mohadin reports from Khartoum, that was after he was convicted of corruption and money laundering.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
And with President Donald Trump watching at the annual Army-Navy football game, the Naval Academy defeated the Army 31-7. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.